Okay, today is Brachas Yerushalmi Daf Gimel. And again, we thank the Elman family for the sponsorship of Maseches Brachas, Dr. Michael and Linda Elman, Le'ilu Nishmas, their parents, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yechiel Michal Fegelman, Bunya Basra Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Yeshan Lipa Ben Leibas Yael Rubin, and Basha Basra Benyamin Rubin, Aleihem Mashalom. So we are on the last line of Beis Amid Beis. Here we are, Baruch Hashem, in Yerushalmi. And we are talking about issues relating to the time for Kriya Shema in the evening and Bein Hashmashos. We started talking about that yesterday, and we will get into more opinions today. So we spoke about three stars, one star, two stars, two star, three stars. The opinion yesterday said one star is nothing. That's still Vada Yom. And then two stars is Safek Yom, Safek Laila, and then three stars is Vada Laila. And we spoke about maybe, two, what about, doesn't it say two stars? Kochavim is plural, but it doesn't include the first one. Okay, so now we continue. Says the Gemara on the last line. And we also had the fascinating sfeikus about if you do a malacha on Friday night and Shabbos night at the same time, you have to do it all at the same time, or just 1 minute during that time. So we'll get back to that again today. So says the Gemara on the last line. The last line on Beis Mabeis in our Oz V'Hadar pagination. Says the Gemara on the last line, Hada de Tamar, this that we have said, that we had the whole discussion of stars, Be'ilein de Les Urchason Mischamya B'Yamama. That applies to stars that are not usually seen during the day. Right? Urchan is not the Derech Mischamya, right? We had Chami yesterday. That's to see in Aramaic. So this applies when not by stars that are usually seen during the day. Meaning, we're talking about medium type of stars, right? If you look in the Charedim, he quotes from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Hey. Lo kochavim gedolim, hanir bayom. Right? We're not talking about those big stars, because if you see those big stars, that doesn't mean anything. That could still be daytime. But lo kochavim gitanim, hanir balayla, not the small stars that will only be seen later at night. Ela benonim, right? But only medium type of stars. That is what we are. That's what we need. So again, says the Gemara, that which we have said, all these rules, does not apply to stars that are very big that you see during the day. Baram be'ilein de'orcheyom ischamia b'yamama lo misharinam b'hun. Right, this only applies by stars that you don't see by day. But stars that you see by day, lo misharinam b'hun, those you don't measure with. Those you don't measure is because you have to have medium stars. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, interesting. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Sadi Gimel in Hilcha Shabbos in Dine Arvis Pemotzi Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says Ma'achrin Tfilas Arvis Kedei Lahosim Michol HaKodesh. There's a mitzvah Tosef Shabbos on Friday before Shabbos, and there's a mitzvah Tosef Shabbos after Shabbos to be Mosif Michol HaKodesh. And the Shulchan Aruch says Sarach Lizar Milasos Malacha Cheyeirau Shlosha Kochavim Ketanim. Right, three small stars. Below you, Mifuzarin, Ella Ritzufim. They should all be close together. We'll have to get back to that, Rather, in a few minutes. Vimu Yom Me'unan. And if it's cloudy, Yantim Acheyetzi Asafim Ilibo. You have to wait till you're for sure. It's for sure not Shabbos. You don't know. Okay, so there is a Lechomer. You have to wait. You have to wait until you don't know. So nowadays, we grew up in a society where you know what time it is. You look at the Luach. But in the days of old, they had questions. The Trumas Adeshin has a whole tshuva. That what happens, it was one Friday, and they thought it was Shabbos, so they all lit candles, they all went to shul, and all of a sudden, the sun came out, and they all had lit candles, and be Makabel Shabbos, betos. They thought it was Makabel Shabbos, it was too early, and the sun came out, so what do? Do you have to light candles again? Do you have to daven again? So it happens with Anus. So again, that's the Shulchan Aruch. So where did Ketanim come from? Right, this Yerushalmi says that it's medium stars, and the Babli also seem to say medium stars. So if you look in the Bir Halacha, the Af Lashita Sagra Yesh Lizoer Mishum Tibim Medina Seinu Shenotim Letzad Safon HaBein Hashmashos Marach Tamid Yoser. He says sometimes the Bein Hashmashos is a little longer than you think. Ve'in Lanu Simen Acher Lo Lailo Zulas HaKachavim, and then people aren't. Here it is. Ve'in Lanu Bekiin BeBeinonim, and we're not so expert in the size of stars. And therefore, wait for three stars, three small stars, that's a later time, that's better for Shabbos, that's what we do. And that's the siman muvak, so if you have the smaller stars, so then you know for sure. But again, this is Tosefis. If you look in the Sefer Charedim here on top. Be'ilen de'urchon, those stars that are usually seen by day, you don't measure. Actually, let's wait. That's on the next line. He's going to quote a different gerusa. So let's continue for a moment. Amar Rav Yosi Barbun, u'bilchod, but another limit on the stars. Di'ischam u'tlaso kochavim, it has to be three stars. Our gerusa bar minhada kochavta, besides the kochavta star, right? That doesn't count. That star is very strong and very visible, and therefore that can't count as one of the stars. What's kochavta? Right, so says the again says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, chutz mina kochav hayadua, except for the known star, sha'af agav she'eno nira bayom mikodem, even though it's not seen earlier, but when it's seen very early right away, and it's very very bright, and that can't count as one of your stars. Hulatzeis kodem alayla. And then that's the what's also some say this is talking about Venus or any of the other planets that are brighter and therefore that does not count. But if you look in the Shinu Nuschos, and if you don't have to look at the Shinu Nuschos, you can look in the Charedim. The Charedim has a different Girsa. And there's another Girsa that's quoted by the Mefarshim, and that Girsa has halacha lemaisa ramifications. What's the other Girsa here? Not what we have. Three stars besides the one kochavta, but three stars that are close together. Look at the top line of the Charedim. Obavachi ischam in tlasa kochavim didamyin kekada kochavta. They look like one star, meaning they're all close together. Right? That's not in our girsa. It's a different girsa. Kachei girsa rabbeinu nisim. That's a girsa that the Rishonim had. A girsa in the Ran in Meseches Yoma. Upirish, and what's the pshat that they should be three together? They should be three that look like one. Pirish, de le'inyan tosefesh, shetzorach lahosim michol ala kodesh, gam b'motzi Shabbos. Just regarding tosefesh Shabbos, that you have to be mosif. On motzi Shabbos, kederach shetzorach lahosif b'knisaso ka'amar. Just like you are mosif at the beginning. V'hechriach harav de b'knisas man tosefet mitchil hashkia v'chulu. Skipped a couple of lines. That she'iru shlosha kochavim smuchim uretzufim shenirim kekochav echad. Right, three that are close together that appear like one. Again, you have to look closer or closer. Lefize halashon shamar Yerushalmi lael. That which we said before, that you see three patrim kamashvas kol paturei Shabbos nehi delayla havi beiro shlosha kochavim bilti smuchim. Yes, it's nighttime technically if you have three stars that are not near each other. But regarding Issa Malacha, and what you should do is wait till after you see three stars that are close to each other. Miyu Isser b'malacha mishub tosefes chol ala kodesh ad sheyu shlosha smuchin. Until you see three that are close to each other, and that is what I just read before, the language of the Shulchan Aruch. And this is the girsa that's quoted by the Ran and by the Rishonim in Shabbos. The language of the Shulchan Aruch I just read. V'lo yiyu mifuzarin. They shouldn't be scattered. Elaritzufim. See in the Ber Hagola on Arachayim, right there on the Shulchan Aruch, Ran Shum Shabbos Lamed Hey Al Pi Yerushalmi, based on the Yerushalmi. Which Yerushalmi? Look in our Yerushalmi. It's not there. It's his Girsa of the Yerushalmi. He quotes his Yerushalmi Girsa that it is Damian. It's Damian to one star. That this Kochavta is not a except besides this big star, but it's similar to one star that they all are all close. They're all close together. Again, so this tells us there's Tosefah Shabbos before, there's Tosefah Shabbos after. Interesting halacha, if I'm Mosif Michol Al HaKodesh, let's say I make early Shabbos, or not even, I was Makabel Shabbos, but the other Jew was not Makabel Shabbos. Am I allowed to ask them to do malacha for me? Happens all the time. A woman lights candles, she was Makabel Shabbos, and someone else, she forgot to do something. Turn off the oven, turn off the light. So, that's the minhag. Everybody you ask, could you do this malacha for me? That's mutter. If somebody makes early Shabbos or Sep Shabbos, and then one is allowed to ask the other person to do malacha. What about the opposite? What happens if I'm being marich on Shabbos? I'm being marich, I'm having a long shalosh shudas, but my friend, my neighbor, already was David Marif and David Abdallah. Am I allowed to ask them to do malacha? That's a machlokas haposkim, the Ramon de Lavush. Right, the Ramon de Lavush, that's a machlokas haposkim. The Ramon says, yeah, just like going in, so too going out. And the Lavush says, no, you can't compare Iyule Shabbos and Afuke Shabbos. You can't compare the two. Going into Shabbos, fine, it's not Shabbos yet. And therefore, one can ask them to do malacha. But Motzei Shabbos is different. Interesting lumdus, why that would be. Why should there be a difference between Iyulei Shabbos and Ifuki Shabbos? But that's regarding Tosefes. Generally regarding Tosefes, as we mentioned, it is a fascinating discussion how exactly we look at Tosefes. Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yantif, Tosefes Yom Kippur, Tosefes Shvius. We know the first couple of prakim in Shemitah, in Hilchot Mesecha Shvius, which Be'ez Hashem we'll get to in this cycle. Be'ez Hashem, that's... how do we look at it conceptually? Right, just to give the answer before the nafkaminas, right? The two ways of understanding Tosefes means it's basically an Isser Malacha, right? I'm a kabbal and Isser Malacha. It's kind of even like a neder. I'm a kabbal not to do Malacha at early. Really, Shabbos starts at 5:30, but I'm not going to do Malacha already at 5:15. At Tosefes Shabbos is a din d'oraisa that you have to do that, right? But that's the way conceptually it works. Or do we say no? When I'm a kabbal Shabbos, I have the power to expand the parameters of Shabbos. It's not just an Isser Malacha, but that's Kedusha. Kedusha can be expanded. Hashem gives me the right and the responsibility and the obligation to expand the time of Shabbos or the time of Yom Kippur. The Chulu. Lamai Nafkamina, Neneni Nafkamina. Right? Tosis Iksubis Taf Bem Zayin. That's the one that's the first quoted by any discussion. Right? What's that? Could you get married during Tosefes Yantif? Right? The Gemara is trying to come up with a case, or Tosefes Shabbos. The Gemara is trying to come up with a case where a father could sell his daughter, and he's not causing her a loss in Maaseh Yadayim, so she's not working. So how do you get a case where she's not working? During Tosefes Shabbos and Yantif. So the Tosefes says, could you get married during Tosefes Yantif? How do you get married, right? Eima arvin simcha v'simcha, or b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. I jumped the gun. The Gemara says he gave her over to get married on Yontif. Tosefes says, how can you get married on Yontif? So Tosefes answers, it was during Tosefes Yontif. So all the Achronim ask on Tosefes, well, how could that be? And the Tosefes gives another answer too. How can you get married during Tosefes? 2 days in Tosefes. Are you allowed to get married during Tosefes Yontif? So they say, that's the Nafkamina. Is it just a Stam and Isra Malacha, but it's not really Yontif yet? Or no, it's Mamish Yontif, and that is acceptable. The Taz and the Marshal have a triple machlokas about this. Three times the Taz and the Marshal have, just to mention one, Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz in the Sukkah. The Marshal in Simen Samaches in the Chuvis says, what's the halacha? Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, the halacha is, Mesiv Yasvinon, Baruch Halom Avarchinon, you have to sit in the Sukkah, but don't make a bracha. Can't make a bracha of Leishav HaSukkah because it's Shmini Atzeres. But you have to sit in the sukkah. That's what the Gemara says. Comes along the Marshal and says, you cannot make early Shmini Atzeres in the sukkah. Not allowed to make Shmini Atzeres early in the sukkah. Why? Even though you're going up in Kedusha from Hoshana Rabbah to Shmini Atzeres, because what are you going to do? You can sit in the sukkah, and you're going to have to make a bracha of Leishav HaSukkah because it's still light outside. But you can't, because you just made Kiddush for Shmini Atzeres. So you're stuck. So you can't make early Shmini Atzeres in the sukkah. Says the Marshal. Says the Taz. I don't know what you're talking about. There were three daf in Maseches Sukkah trying to figure out what to do that night. And until it finally comes to the answer, sit in the sukkah without a bracha. Wouldn't you think it would have also brought in that issue if that was an issue? We never find that anywhere. In hundreds of years, nobody says you have to have a kepeta to not make early Shmini Atzeres. The Taz says, you started Shmini Atzeres, it's Yantif, it's Shmini Atzeres. So what is light outside? Right, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that told you to have Shmini Atzeres tells you to be Mosif Michol Al HaKodesh, and therefore no problem with not making the bracha. They say that's the machlokas between the Taz and the Marshal about Tosefes Yantif. Is it Mamish the calendaric day already? That's the Taz. Or the Marshal says, no, it's much more limited, more relating to Isra Malacha. Same Machlokas, if you make early Shabbos, you have to be Machmed to have a Kizayis of Chala on Shabbos. That's also a Machlokas with the Taz and the Marshal. And just to mention, there are many sources. Just to mention one more interesting source, the Netziv. The Netziv has the following case in the Meshav Davar, Chelik Beis, Simen, Ayin Gimel. There was a woman, it was Shabbos Yantif. Right? The first day of Yantif was Shabbos. And a woman lit Shabbos Yantif candles. And then she found out that her relative died. She found out that her relative died. So she did not ask the Shaila at that moment, but what did she do? She took off her shoes and she sat Shiva for 5 minutes. And then she got up, and then she had Yantif. And then the Shaila came to the Netziv. Does that count for 5 minutes of Shiva before Yantif? Or did her Yantif already start, and you know it's too late, and then you have to sit Shiva after Yantif? So the Netziv says, I'm not sure exactly what she did, but she should have asked the Kasha, because this Kasha would be totally on the Taz and the Marshal. This kasha bitali, how you look at Isra Malacha. Kaza dibarnu im kfar no. If she already was knowing gavelos, then she probably was okay, right? Aval imbala shala and tino gavelos yishlas yashi b'davar. Right? That's the question. Whether, and he quotes Tosfos in Maseches, Ksubas daf mem zayin, v'chol. So that's in regarding Tosfos. What we learn from here, the Charedim says that our Gemara is emphasizing that the idea of Tosfos, Shabbos, and Yantif is not only going in, but also going out. We shouldn't rush out. I think the Baal Yisod Bishar Shavoda writes that we know that Gehenim is closed on Shabbos. There's a respite, right? That's why towards the end of Shabbos, by Shabbos Mincha, we say Tzidkas Chatzedek, we say Tzidu Kadin. But they say Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter then, and David and Malach, and all the, and that's why we say Vihi Noam, to have a little extra seconds, you know, when, you know, the Niftarim don't have to go back. So that's the Baal Yisod Bishar Shavoda. So which Zman do they hold in Shemayim? We'll get to Zmanim. Which Zman of Shabbos? So he says, whichever Zman we held in our lifetime, that's the Zman that, you know, the door is open. So if we held a very long Shabbos, we extended Shabbos during Olam Hazeh, so we'll get an extended Shabbos in Olam Haba also. So another idea of not to rush out of Shabbos. Okay, so we continue now more about stars. Reb Yaakov dro mana b'shem Reb Yehuda ben Pasi. So even a question of how you read this word. Is this Rabbi Yaakov Dromana, Rabbi Yaakov from the south, from the word Darom, or Rabbi Yaakov de Romana, Rabbi Yaakov of Rome, right? De of Romana. So either way, one of the two. B'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Kochav Echad Vadayom. This is going to be a different sheet than we had yesterday. One Kochav is Vadayom. Shnayim, Laila. Two is night. I'm sorry, give me Ein Aya, the first volume of Einaya and Brachas. There's two volumes, if you can find it. Right. Vadayom. Shnayim Laila. So one star is Vadayom. Shnayim is two stars is nighttime. So he asked the Gemara. But Leslie Suffolk. He doesn't hold of the Suffolk time period called Ben Hashmashus. Right. Ben Hashmashus. We know Ben Hashmashus. There's always daytime and nighttime and somewhere in the middle there's Ben Hashmashus. Right. So he doesn't hold of that concept. He has to. It's a Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah says, right, which Mishnah? The Sefer Charedim quotes the Mishnah later on in Masechta Shabbos. Savich Hashecha, Savich Enech Hashecha. Right, we say it in Baal Malikin. Right, during the time when it's Safek, so this is the halacha. So you see, there's a concept of Ben Hashmashus. So how could this Amora, right, not hold to the concept of Ben Hashmashus? So says the Gemara. Yeah, Isle Safek Ben Kochav LeKochav. Yeah, between the first and the second. Between the first and the second, right? We said before, right, between the second and the third. So between the first and the second, one star is out, it's Vaday Yom. When the second star comes out, it's Vaday Laila. Sometime in between that time, that's Ben Hashmashus. He has a different Ben Hashmashus. Fine. As we'll see, there are a number of opinions about Ben Hashmashus, as the Gemara in Shabbos also tells us. Tani Kozman Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimos Zeo Yom. Another opinion. Why do we need another opinion for? So the issue is because sometimes things aren't so clear. You can't see the star. It's easier to see. Some people can see the stars better than they can tell the color of the sky. And some people can tell the color of the sky better than they can see the stars. So the Brisa says, gives a number of different opinions. You know, it's a crucial time to know when Shabbos is over. So Tani calls Mancha Pnei Mizrach Ma'adimo Zeo Yom. As long as the Pnei Mizrach is reddish, that's still day. You still see the signs of the sun. What does the Pnei Mizrach mean? Back in the Gemara Shabbos, where Machlokas Abai and Rava, does it mean the eastern side? Right? Meaning what? The sun's setting in the west, but it's going, reflecting off the eastern side. Or does it mean the western side? The Pnei Mizrach is the, you know, what faces the east, which is the west, which the sun actually is setting in. So, either way, one of the signs. So, as long as the Pnei Mizrach is Adimo, Zeo Yom. Hechsifo, as it comes a little darker, Zeo Ben Hashmashus. Hishchiru, when it gets really black, Naso Ha'elyon Shavet Latachto, Zeo Lailo. Right, when it really blackens out, so that is night. Rebbe Yomer, another opinion, Halavana b'tkufasa, when the moon is in its tkufa. What does that mean? When it's full, right? The 15th day of the month. So the Gemara tells us that the moon doesn't rise at the same time and the same place in the sky every night. As it gets closer to the middle of the month, right? It gets to the 5th, so it rises a little later. Rises a little later and it moves, right? The orbits are not exactly on the same axis. So Alavana b'tkufasa, when the moon is full, hischil galgal chama lishkoa, when the sun, the sphere of the sun starts to sink, v'tchilas galgal avana lalos, and the sphere of the moon starts to go up, zeo ben hashmashus. That's ben hashmashus. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says, a little later time, right? The Mefarshim wonder, Rabbi Chanina here is arguing on Rebbe, right? Is Rabbi Chanina an Amora? Is Chiyatana here? So again, Machlokes between the Achronim here. If you look in the Sefer Charedim, he quotes Rabbi Chanina, Amorahu, Chaveiro Shal Rabbi Yochanan. He's an Amora, he's later, he's a friend of Rabbi Yochanan. V'lo Palagar Rebbe, he's not arguing on Rebbe. El Meshavish Lashon HaBraisa Shal Rebbe. He's saying, no, this is what Rebbe meant to say. It was a mistake. Right, so the Charedim says he's an Amora, therefore he can't argue. So change the girsa. If you look in the Pnei Moshe, he says Rabbi Chanina polig the sphere of light. No, he must tell that Rabbi Chanina here is a Tana, and therefore he is allowed to argue on Rebbe. So he says it's a little later time. Sof gal gal chama lishkoa, when the sphere of the sun finally disappears onto the horizon. Vitchilas gal galavana lalos, and the moon, rises a little later. That's when Ben Hashmashus is. Vitani Shmuel kain, and Shmuel also agrees to that as follows. Ein alavana zorachas bisha'a shachama shoka'as. Right, the moon doesn't rise until the sun sets. V'lo shokas b'shar shachama zarachas. It doesn't set when the sun is coming up, meaning it has already set by the time the sun comes up. So therefore, different opinions about Ben Hashmashos. These opinions also have ramifications. Halacha l'maisa, as we know, a major machlokas regarding Zmani Hayom. Based on a stira between two Gemaras, in Shabbos and in Psachim, which also we'll get to related issues on Amud Beis here, but just to mention it, the Machlokes of the it's known as the Machlokes of the Gron the Gaonim. But it's really, I'm sorry, not the Gron the Gaonim, the Gron Rabbeinu Tam. Gron the Gaonim, we'll get to. The Rabbeinu Tam answers the Stira. Why? There are two Gemaras. One Gemara tells us that the time between Shkia and Seis, right, Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Hey, and Psachim, Sadi Dalet or so, right? The time between Shkia and Seis is the time it takes you to walk 4 mil. The time it takes you to walk 4 mil, that's the time between Shkia and Seis. And the other Gemara says that Ben Hashmashus is the time it takes you to walk 3/4 of a mil. So Ben Hashmashus to Seis is 4 mil. Ben Hashmashus Shkia to Seis is 4 mil, and Ben Hashmashus is 3/4 of a mil. And that's a problem, because I thought Ben Hashmashus was the time between Shkia and Seis. How could that be two different times, 4 mil and 3/4 of a mil? So, how do you answer this question? So, three answers of the Rishonim. Three answers of the Rishonim to the question. One is not so well known, but it's the basis for a lot of what we do today. Rabbeinu Tam says, two shkias. He comes up with the concept of two shkias. Right? 3/4 of a mil, that Ben Hashmashus is the last 3/4 of that 4 mil between shkia and seis. There's shkia, what we call shkia, but then there's shkia, a later shkia. A later shkia, 3 1/4 mil, meaning the time it takes you to walk 3 1/4 mil after what we call shkia, and that's up until that time it's vadayom. And the last 3/4 of the mil, that's Ben Hashmashus, and then you get to Seis HaKochavim. That is why Rabbeinu Tam has much later zmanim than, it could be dark outside, and it's still vadayom, because that's how he answers the stira. You have 4 mil, and the last 3/4 of that 4 mil, that's the Ben Hashmashus. The Vilna Gaon says exactly the opposite. No. He says the 3/4 of a mil, that's the first part of the 4 mil. So what we call shkia, right after that shkia, is Ben Hashmashus, 3/4 of a mil. What's the later time? That's, you see, a kol hakochavim. Yeah, it's halachic ramifications for other things. But Rabbeinu, the Gra, in a big long Gra, I think it's in Reish Samach Aleph or so in Hilcha Shabbos, has two words. It's not two words. He has two columns, which is very unusual for the Bir HaGra, who always talks very cryptically. He has two columns, but two of the words that he uses is Hachush Machish. He says, look at the sky. How could you say it's Vadayom? That's impossible, right? Your senses contradict that opinion. Hachush Machish. And therefore, the Gra says that Ben Hashmashus is much earlier, right? And that's you have the roots of these opinions here, right? Because you have Ben Hashmashus, different opinions, whether Ben Hashmashus is earlier or later. So that's a major machlokas. Maybe we'll get to the times exactly a little bit later. What's the third opinion I mentioned? The Sefer Yoreim, Rabbi Elazar Mimetz, who's a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. What does he say? He says Ben Hashmashus is before Shkia, before the 4 mil. Right? The Sefer Yoreim says that's Ben Hashmashus, 3/4 of a mil. Right, so we don't pasuk in that way, right? Right, we don't. But there is a minhag of Klal Yisrael that's based on the Urim. What is that? How long does it take to walk a mil? How long does it take to walk a mil? So there are three opinions in the poskim. 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes? Right, that's the question. That's why you get the all the different zmanim. Where do you get 72 minutes from? So if you hold 18 minutes and 4 mil, right, that's 72 minutes. Right, that's that opinion. And if you hold 22 and a half, 24, you hold 96. That's the longest. But anyway, so let's say you hold the longest mil, 24 minutes. 24 minutes. So 3/4 of that, right, is 18. 18. That is why the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to light Halakas Neir is 18 minutes before Shkia. Not that we're machmir, that we hold of the Urayim, but we're choshesh l'chumra. Not we're choshesh, that's where the minhag developed from. How long are you going to light before Shkia? Right? How long are you going to light? 25 minutes? 10 minutes? Where did 18 minutes come from? Chai? Right? That's why it's a nice time to light candles? No. But that's where it comes from. If you hold the mil is 24 minutes, and your choshish for the Urayim, who holds Ben Hashmashes, is before Shkia, that's where the minhag of 18 minutes. The Mishnah Berurah says 20 minutes before, because it's 18 minutes and 2 minutes of Tosefes, according to the Urayim. That's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes in some shuls, they have 20 minutes. Okay, that's some of the opinions here. Vayter, Reb Shmuel bar Chiya bar Yehuda, b'shem Rebbe Chanina, hischil gal chama lishkoa. Once another simon that you know, again, all these simonim to make sure that you know when Shabbos is starting. If when the sun starts setting, and you're omed barosh Har Carmel, you're on the top of Har Carmel. Where exactly is Har Carmel? So we don't know exactly where that is. There's Har Carmel that we know today, but the whole area on the northwest side of Israel, that's all Harei Carmel. Haifa is in the area of Carmel. So we don't know exactly where this spot is, but Gemara says, if you're standing on the top of Har Carmel, and the sun starts going down, and v'yored v'tovo v'yama gadol v'ole, you go down to the Mediterranean, and you go to the mikvah, v'ocha b'chumaso, right, you can eat truma, chazaka b'yom taval. So that's the amount of time. If you're standing on top of the mountain, and you see the sun start going down, you could race down, and go to the mikvah, and you could assume that you went to the mikvah during the day. And the Gemara adds, Hada, and this is the Pnei Moshe points out is Rabbi Chanina Lishitaso, who says, right, Rabbi Chanina, who we just said, holds the later Zman, right? Rabbi Chanina Lishitaso holds the later Zman. Hada, the Tamar, Biahuda Azaleba Kapundaria. This is only if you know the shortcut of the way down the mountain. If you know the quick way, not the main road, which goes zigzagging back down the mountain, right? If you know the off-road way to get straight down to the water, that's when you could rely on this. Param, Ahuda, Azale, Bisrata. But if you're going down straight that road, the straight road down, Lobadad. I'm not talking about that, because that zigzags, goes back and forth, and that is not going to be, you're not going to be down in time. Interesting discussion about the language here. Some Achronim point out the language here tells us something in a total different area of halacha. There is a Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, B'dayik in a Rambam. Avos HaTumah, you want to look it up, Perek Vav Halacha Tezayin. The Kesef Mishnah says, when you go to the mikvah, when do you become tahar? When you're under the water or after you come out? When does tahara kick in? Not 100% clear. Says the Kesef Mishnah, when you get out. Why? All the times in Mishnayos, including right here, it always says Tava va'Allah. Well, of course, Allah. You know what do you? Right, the Rambam's lashon is Ashayale. Right, when a mikvah do you come out? And here, what does he say? Yored v'tova yamagadol ve'ole v'ocha b'chumasi. You come out. Okay, you might just say it means coming out because that's what you do if you go to the mikvah. But you know that. You don't have to say va'ole. You know you're coming out of the mikvah. So that's the Kesef Mishnah's diuk, which is a big discussion in the Achronim. You know, is there tahara when you're under, or only when you come out? And even if it's when you come out, as a machlokas achronim, is it when you start coming out or when your whole body comes out? Right? One of the rayas, the Marsham brings a raya, maybe it's only when some of the person comes out, because we have a Mishnah later on in Maseches Brachos, right? In our Dafim, it's on Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Remember the case of Balkari, right? If you have time to get out of the water, so then you go out of the water and get dressed and say Kriya Shema. But if you don't have time, what do? You just mess around the water, and then you say Kriya Shema there. But what do you mean? I thought you're not Torah until you get out of the water. It must be even just half out is good enough. So he brings that Mishnah as a raya, that it's only part. There's a Pri Yitzchak, he's not so convinced, Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger in Beis Lamed Hey. But either way, this is a diak a little bit from Ole, right? Tova b'yamagodo va'ole va'ochel b'chumasa. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Ezehu Bein Hashmashes. What is Bein Hashmashes? Amar Rabbi Tanchuma. as in Medrash Tanchuma, Rebbe Tanchuma, Latipa Sheldam, She Nesun Al Gabe Chuda Shel Sayif. You have a drop of blood that's on the edge, the point of a sword. Nechleka Hatipa Lakan Lakan, as the blood starts going down, Zeo Ben Ashmashas, that's Ben Ashmashas. In other words, Ben Ashmashas is a second. Right? How long does it take a drop of blood to go off the tip of a sword and go down? A half a second. Right, so this opinion holds, as we'll see, there is some Tanan that say, Ben Ashmashas is not what I just said, 3/4 of a mil. No, it's a second, meaning it's daytime, 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 night. A split second, that's what Ben Ashmashas is. Ezeo Ben Ashmashas. So now we have different opinions. Also, other Ben Ashmashas, Mishatishka Hachama, from the, when the, sun starts going down, and the Akadeshi Halech Adam Chatzi Mil. How long it takes a person to go? Half a mil, Divrei Ibn Chemya. That's an opinion. Again, there are other opinions in Masechah Shabbos. That's what I was just referring to before. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Ben Ashmashas, Keherifayim. V'lo yachlo lamad alav chachamim. No, it's for a second. Ben Ashmashas is a second, Rabbi Yossi holds, and the chachamim cannot, you know, you cannot calculate that second. How? Because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could focus on and know split seconds. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Achav, Yasvin, Rabbi Yossi and Achav were one sitting. Amr Rabbi Yosef the Ravacha, Lo Mistavra, Sof Chatzi Mil Drem Nechemya Keref Ayin Rabbi Yosi. When is that Keref Ayin of Rabbi Yosi fit in? Isn't it true? Wouldn't you think that the half a mil that Rabbi Nechemya said is the end of that half a mil is Keref Ayin of Rabbi Yosi? Meaning Rabbi Yosi's split second is at the end of the previous opinions Ben Ashmashas. Wouldn't you agree to that? Amr Le Of Anas Avarkein. Yeah, I hold of that. Reb Chizkiya lo amar kein. Reb Chizkiya did not hold of that. Ela kol haref ayin veharef ayin shebachatzi mildur nechemya safeku. No, it's for a split second, but he wasn't sure which split second. And it could be any of the moments during Reb Nechemya's Ben Ashmashas that could be a split second. So he wasn't sure about it. So maybe tomorrow we'll start with a Dvar Hashkafa on Reb Yossi about Ben Ashmashas keharef ayin, and then we will continue these Gemaras about Ben Ashmashas. We haven't really spoken about Ben Ashmashas, so I'm waiting. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. It comes up in all these days. We'll find some time to talk about the lumdus of Ben Ashmashas. But today we were able to talk about Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif. We were able to talk about Zmani Hayom, and we were able to talk about a little bit Tevila when it works only in the mikvah or when one comes out. Okay, we will stop here.